Hi, this is Perry, and you're listening to The Beauty Brains, episode 93. Hello, and welcome to The Beauty Brains, a show where two dudes talk to you about cosmetics. Now, you might be wondering why two dudes would be talking about cosmetics and why you should listen to them. Well, because we're our cosmetic formulators, and we know how these things are made and how they work. I'm cosmetic chemist Perry Romanowski, and with me, as always, fellow formulator in crime, Randy Schuler. How's it going, Randy?
Hi, Perry. Hi, everybody. I take a little bit of offense as just being boxed into being a cosmetic formulator. Really, we're cosmetic scientists. We do the formulating, we do testing, we do advertising claims. We do with the whole ball of wax. We are not merely formulators.
You do make an excellent point there, and in fact, it's a bit of controversy in the cosmetic science world because there's the Society of Cosmetic Chemists, but in the UK, they have the Society of Cosmetic Scientists. So are we scientists, chemists, or merely formulators?
Well, I say screw the Secret Society of Cosmetic Chemists. That's what I say.
All right, we've got a big show today. It's one of our beauty science news programs.
Yes, it is.
This is where we go through stories that we found in the news, and then we tell you how they might impact beauty products, cosmetics, and sometimes just us, like the Apple phone watch tattoos or something.
It's all about us.
But before we get to that, I've got a game for us to play.
Excellent.
You remember that game? We've done this before. It's called What Else Did They Buy?
One of the few great games you've created that I like, so let's roll.
So a lot of things are bought on Amazon.com, and they also have a section listing what else these customers bought. And so in this game, you just have to guess, what else did they buy with this product? So I've got three products, and then you'll have three options. So this
one. All right.
So product one is the Herbal Essences Hello Hydration Conditioner. So that's what they bought.
Okay.
So of these three, what else did they buy?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Barilla Spaghetti Pasta, the Yamaha P255B Digital Piano, or the Rubbermaid Soft Molded Plastic Waste Basket?
I've learned from previous games the answer is never Rubbermaid, so I'm going with the digital piano.
Oh, very good guess, but it was actually the Barilla Spaghetti Pasta.
Oh. All right,
product two. This is the All Herbal Essences show.
Fantastic. Today's show brought to you by Herbal Essences.
Which used to be P&G, but might not be anymore, right?
All right. That's another story. So,
this is product two, Herbal Essences Moroccan My Shine Shampoo.
Okay.
Did they also buy the Cozy Greens Potty Ring, the Switchless Compact LED Camping Lantern, or the Gain Flings Original Laundry Packs?
Well, the product was a shine and hair lightened product, so I'm going to go with the lantern because that is a light theme associated with it.
Oh, that's an excellent guess, but I'm sorry it was the original laundry pack. So
I so wanted it to be the potty ring, but...
All right, the last one here, product three. Herbal Essences Totally Twisted Curl Boosting Hair Mousse.
Mm-hmm.
Did they also buy a 12-inch yellow polka dot flag? A tri-pillow travel neck pillow with memory foam, or an FDA-approved iPerfect kitchen meat handling cloth. Wow.
The sheer randomness of the yellow polka dot flag, it's got to be the one.
Indeed, it is the yellow polka dot flag. So there you go.
The game is so pointless, and yet I enjoy it so much. I don't know why.
Hey, Randy, did you know that the listeners can actually support the Beauty Brains by clicking on our Amazon links? I mean, the way it works is that, you know, you go to a website and an Amazon ad is there and you click on it and go to Amazon. Then when you buy something, that helps support the website where you came from.
So anybody in the audience who wants a meat claw can help us out.
Hey, man, it's FDA approved meat claw. Now, Amazon is a great place to shop for things. I mean, pretty much anything. I do it all the time. And if you go through our link, it helps support us. So go to thebeautybrains.com/Amazon, and then you'll be taken right to Amazon.com, and then you'll also be helping the Beauty Brains.
And we'll put that in the show notes, so you can click right through there, too.
All right, well done. So let us move on to the beauty science news stories. Or, wait, Sorry, I'm looking at the show notes. It says right here you were supposed to do iTunes reviews. Hey, Randy, did we have any iTunes reviews?
We do have a couple. Do you want to quickly tell people why that's so important to us?
Well, iTunes reviews helps other listeners find our show. And, you know, more listeners, the more incentive we have to do the show. And so we encourage everybody to give us an iTunes review. You know, whatever you want to say about us is fine for us, but we just like the numbers of people to do it, right? But if you do write an iTunes review for us, then we read it on our show.
And we have a couple new ones this week. We have one from Ronnie Rocks, who says, "So much knowledge. The Beauty Brains have saved me so much money. They're very smart and fun to listen to." And then Spaceman from the UK says, "I just love listening to these guys. The way they present the facts is always engaging, and I giggle out loud at their humor." And they spelled humor the British way, which is appropriate. Spaceman says, "I'm not ashamed to admit the Beauty Brains is my new addiction." And then lastly, from Jax2806, who's also from the UK, says, "This podcast has taught me so much of the behind the scenes of the industry. It's a must listen for anyone who really wants to know what you're buying. Plus, could you please add an overview on how cosmetics are regulated in the rest of the world other than just America?" Well, Jax2806, I'm happy to tell you that we are going to do that. We're reaching out to a friend of ours in the UK who's going to help answer that question in a future show. So stay tuned for that.
Well, that is excellent. And there's no truth to the rumor that you're auditioning him to take over my place on the Brains, right?
No comment.
All right, Randy. We appreciate all the iTunes reviews we get. Please keep them coming, people.
All right. Well, now I think we should move on to Beauty Science News. You want to take the first one today?
Sure. Now, you remember in our little game, I talked about herbal essences. And the reason that herbal essences was on my mind, because I just saw the news that Procter & Gamble is selling the brand to Coty. That's right. According to this story, P&G is selling off some of their lesser performing brands so that they can focus on the better performing or bigger brands, I guess. And they seem to be going for a less is more strategy, right? Hmm. Anyway, it's been rumored for a while, but what is rumored is that this is a $12 billion deal, and Coty is going to be purchasing not only Herbal Essences, but Hugo Boss Perfume, Gucci, Wella, and then the whole Clairol hair care line, plus Max Factor and CoverGirl makeup, too. The story also says that it will make Coty the world leader in perfume and hair care. And I'm not really sure about being a world leader in hair care
that makes no sense.
I mean, P&G is still going to have Pantene and Head & Shoulders, which are really two of the top three biggest.
Right, and Unilever has Tresemme, which is one of the largest, and Suave. So, yeah, there's much more to it than just herbal essences.
For sure. Now, what does this mean for consumers, though? And we always like to bring these things back to why our listeners would care. Usually it doesn't mean anything right away. However, you can probably expect to see these products change slightly over time, right? Remember when we bought the St. Ives brand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the reason that companies change formulas is it's mostly just streamline cost, you know, like try to make things less expensive for them.
Sure.
And now you also might wonder, why would a company sell a brand like this, right? You know, there's only so much marketing money that goes into these brands. And so if you're not really putting marketing money behind your brand, then your brand starts to die. And so if P&G wants to focus on, say, Pantene and Head & Shoulders, then they probably don't have enough money to also market the Herbal Essences. And so the Herbal Essence brand was probably being neglected. It started to decline in sales, and they just want to shuttle it off to some other company who maybe can focus on it better.
You know, we could have also filed this story under our Who's Who in the Cosmetic Industry segment, which would have given me a chance to play our theme music for that.
Why don't we just play that for our listeners to enjoy anyway?
All right, here we go. All right. Thank you for that story, Perry. I would like to talk for a couple of minutes about lavender.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, it seems like lavender is one of the more polarizing natural ingredients. On one hand, it's praised for its aromatherapeutic benefits. You know, it supposedly helps you relax. On the other hand, it's been vilified for its potential role in gynecomastia, which is a condition that causes young boys to grow breasts. Right. Now, just for the record, that study that indicated that problem has been largely discredited, so probably really not an issue. But I saw two new news stories about lavender, one positive and one negative, so that's what I wanted to talk about today. So the negative story says there's a recently discovered allergen present in lavender. And as you know, fragrance allergens have to be listed on personal care products, so this is important for our listeners. In my opinion, that listing is done poorly because the allergens are listed in with the rest of the ingredients, and it's hard for people to tell, but that's a rant for another show.
Right.
But the point is, a component of lavender, which is linalyl acetate, has been shown to react with oxygen to create hydroperoxides, which are strongly allergenic in some people. By the way, I love the title of the study. It was Air Oxidized Linalyl Acetate, an Emerging Fragrance Allergen. I'm surprised CNN didn't pick up that story.
Shocking.
But it was in the journal Contact Dermatitis, and the authors are recommending that this chemical be added to the list of, 27 allergens? I forget the number.
Right, there's 26 EU allergens, so maybe not up to 27.
So anyway, they're suggesting that be added to the list. Of course, I suspect that Big Lavender is lobbying to keep it off the list, but we'll see what happens.
Well, now, I know there was some scuttlebutt with the French lavender growers, and they're pushing hard not to have this happen.
Yep, exactly. So that was the negative lavender story, but there was a good lavender story in the news. And according to research published in the Netherlands, lavender can cause people to trust you more.
Really?
Well, I think their reasoning is a bit sketchy. Basically, they say that it's because people associate the scent of lavender with pleasant or relaxing environments like a garden or their grandmother's house.
This is
one of those behavioral studies that you love so much. They had study participants in a role-playing game where they had to lend money to other people. Okay. And they found that the subjects in a lavender-scented room were more likely to lend money to people than subjects in a peppermint-scented room. All right. Wow. So by comparing lavender to peppermint, they conclude that lavender makes you feel more generous and that it could be helpful for negotiations, bargaining, or building trust within groups of people. That's their conclusion. My conclusion would be that peppermint makes you cranky and stingy. I wouldn't put a lot of stock in this until I see that study, repeated like 1,000 times. But at least in the interest of balanced reporting, now you've heard both a good and evil story about lavender. Back to you, Perry.
Well, another thing is this makes me think of like restaurants. So if you're going to give out a mint in a restaurant, do it after the people have tipped. Right? So there you go.
But no, wait, no, you want to do it. Oh, the mint, yeah, sorry.
The
yeah.
mint,
Give
right,
the, but put you should put lavender on the table before they tip. So that's,
there you go. Like at the start of the meal, you have lavender. Maybe a little dessert with lavender in it or something. All right, my next story. Speaking of Head and Shoulders, here's a story about a new survey that reveals one-third of people avoid social situations as a result of the psychological distress caused by dandruff.
What?
Isn't this shocking here, right? So this survey also found that 73% of respondents believe that dandruff makes them less attractive. I wonder what those other 27% How do you like my dandruff?
Maybe they just don't give a damn, I guess.
There you go. Then 1 in 5 reported that the condition resulted in bullying and verbal abuse directed at the sufferer. So, I guess when you're in school or something.
Can I just take a wild guess here? Was this research sponsored by Head and Shoulders?
We're glad you asked. While the survey was conducted by the British Skin Foundation, the main sponsor was Head and Shoulders. Now, that doesn't mean much, except that they're going to highlight the results that will make people think it's important to use anti-dandruff shampoos, right?
Of course.
And coincidentally, P&G also announced that they have results from a study which shows that it's possible to be dandruff-free if you regularly use Head and Shoulders.
Holy crap, that's the solution to bullying.
There you go. Now, it's not a cure for dandruff, but it's an effective treatment. And of course, anti-dandruff products are regulated by the FDA, so pretty much all of them will work equally well for fighting dandruff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to depend on you and how you respond to, or how your microbes specifically respond to the treatment.
Yeah, exactly.
But all of them work. Now, the Head and Shoulders product may do a better job than many for leaving your hair feeling nice and manageable, but as far as the anti-dandruff products go, you know, it's going to work just as well as anything else.
Very good.
And apparently it's going to stop bullying.
Got to get me some of that. Hey, I just talked about lavender, as I'm kind of on a natural ingredient kick. So let's talk.
Are you getting sponsorship from the big natural?
Let's talk about chocolate. I'm not sure if that's completely natural, but it sounds good. You know, that's another one of those ingredients that we desperately want to believe that it has beauty benefits.
We do. Chocolate and beer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, beer for your hair. And, you know, you've seen the stories about, you know, chocolate being a good antioxidant, for example. That one's been around for years, I think. But there's a more recent story that says dark chocolate actually helps with weight loss. Did you see this?
I think I did see some headline about that, but...
Yeah, well, don't get too excited, because it turns out that entire study was a hoax.
Oh, really? But was it in The Onion or something?
But it was actually like kind of a well-intended hoax, so let me explain. This whole thing was put on by a researcher who was sick and tired of the media providing sloppy, inaccurate coverage of scientific studies. And, you know, this is a common theme on our show as well. You know, how many times have we complained about studies that are, you know, too small to be worthwhile, or they're, you know, poorly designed without controls,
right,
or they don't have adequate statistical analysis or whatever. So I'm kind of down with this guy and his approach, but he decided to set up a fake research organization, and then he recruited 16 people, to test this hypothesis that eating dark chocolate accelerates weight loss. And then he took these, you know, whopping 16 people and divided them into a bunch of subgroups, you know, by gender. And you know, they had a low-carb diet group, a group with the low-carb diet plus chocolate, and then a control group.
Wait, that's 16 people?
Right. So,
each person is their own group?
Yeah. So by the time you divvy it up, there's, you know, a couple of people in each group. Now, according to his data, you know, both of the groups, lost 5 pounds, he says. But the group that ate chocolate lost the weight 10% faster. So somehow he managed to convince at least one journal to publish this paper. And of course, once a journal published it, then the media picked it up, you know, picked up the story, you know, and that's what you may have seen in the press. Now, you know, his point, like I said, in doing this was not being malicious, but to point out why you need to look at everything with a skeptical eye. Responsible scientific journals won't accept studies with less than 30 subjects in a group.
Right.
So clearly the study was not well designed in the first place. And it's sad, but certainly not surprising, to see reporters just jump all over a headline like, you know, science proves chocolate makes you lose weight. You know, you can easily, you know, see how that would happen. And, you know, this is the kind of problem we've talked about this several times on the show. It takes a lot of reading and a lot of time to really get to the bottom of this. And, you know, in today's fast-paced, disposable headline culture, not many people are going to take the time, and not even the reporters are going to take the time to really do the research. And that's why you need to listen to the Beauty Brains.
Exactly. And we have the same experience where reporter or writers will contact us about stories, and they're like shocked that something they read on the internet wasn't true.
Happens all the time.
You know, about this story, though, the guy came out and said it was a hoax, didn't he?
Yep. After it was published and it hit the news, then he came out and said, you know, look how stupid you all are.
Right. That was kind of the amusing part anyway. Well, so I guess the bottom line there is you just got to be skeptical about any story that you see in the, in the news, really. Not
for
here on the Beauty Brains,
sure,
though. All right, my next story. Here's a beauty trend that I can't wait to try. It's dyeing your armpit hair.
Have you been following Miley Cyrus tweets again?
No, according to the hard-hitting news website, popsugar.com, there's a new beauty trend that is sweeping the country, rainbow-colored armpit hair dyeing. And you know this crazy trend is catching on because it's all over Tumblr and YouTube.
Of course.
You know, you don't even have to have hair to participate, apparently. The product Manic Panic, which is what a lot of people use to stain, it's able to stain your skin, so you can just color your under your armpit just without the hair. So
sure.
I know, I was just saying to myself, what am I going to do with this uninteresting, unruly armpit hair? And it looks like the folks at Manic Panic wanted to, you know, if they want to send me a product sample to the Beauty Brain Headquarter, I'd be happy to give it a go.
Well,
Hang on.
Just to be clear, it's not going to help with the unruliness of your armpit hair. There's no, you know, conditioning, styling aspect to this. It's just coloring the hair, right?
Now, wait a second. I think if you go through the process of coloring it and smoothing it out, I think it'll take care of some of that unruliness.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's not a problem that I have, so I'll take your word for it.
I think that's a line extension to the Manic Panic. It's the new manageable Manic Panic.
Yeah, well done.
There you go. So anyway, not that we're trolling for sponsors, but we'd be happy to try this out.
Yeah, trying to tap into that big armpit hair dyeing craze.
As formulators, we must suffer for our craft on occasion, right?
Wait, Kraft is making the product? I don't understand.
No. Whoa.
Hey, speaking of craft, let me ask you a question that I'm sure is weighing heavily on the minds of all our audience. Do you believe in magic cheese?
No.
Sounds like a children's book, doesn't it? It's that self-help book, Who Moved My Magic Cheese?
That's fair. That? I do remember that.
it's none of those things. Rather, it's the story is about a cosmetic scam in Chile that bilked people out of something like $15 million. So apparently this woman who the authorities call Madam Gill, she must have heard the story that we reported on, I think it was last year, about cheese having anti-aging properties. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, researchers found that certain types of blue cheese have anti-inflammatory properties. Now, I'm not seriously suggesting she heard about it on our show, because that would make us accessories after the fact, and you know, we don't want to spend any time in prison, but somehow she got the idea to sell these anti-aging kits based on this cheese. So for about $400, you would get a special powder that you would mix with milk and then ferment it to create this magic anti-aging cheese.
Huh.
And then, like, somehow she even, like, she was getting some money from investors, and then she sold some of the kits, and then, like, she said, oh, this is so good, I want to buy back the cheese that you made, and then she used that as evidence that the kit really worked, and it was like this whole scam. But, you know, she never really ended up delivering all the kits that she promised and never delivered return to investors. So it was a scam. And investors confirmed that when I guess they stormed a Chilean warehouse and found the magic cheese just rotting there. So, so the moral of the story is, don't believe in magic cheese. In fact, don't believe in any beauty ingredient that sounds too good to be true, right? If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So do a little research, you know, check multiple sources. Don't, if you're going to Google something, don't just, you know, stop at the first source you find, because that may be the source promoting that product.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
It's very easy to manipulate Google rankings.
Exactly. Says the most famous cosmetic chemist in the world. So, you know, if you're going to, especially if you're talking about spending a lot of money on a product, look around a little bit, you know, ask us if you'd like to, but don't just accept the word of the company selling the product, because that is a recipe for financial disaster.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a kind of magic that's not even entertaining. That's the really sad part about it.
Yeah.
I love magic tricks. All right, Randy, are you ready for the story that you've been waiting for?
I've been waiting for it, yes, I am ready. I don't.
We teased it at the top of the show.
Oh, the teaser trailer. Yes. All right, go for it.
All right. Here's the story. Can an orgasm be caused by the scent of a mushroom?
Oh, yikes.
Well, can you believe that there was a study published in the International Journal of Medicinal Mushrooms which suggests that it may be true? It was a study titled Spontaneous Female Orgasms Triggered by Smell of Newly Found Tropical Dictyphora Species. And according to a 2001 publication, the smell of fresh fungus can trigger spontaneous orgasms in human females.
Hang on. You're telling me that the mushroom that can cause female orgasms, its Latin name is Dictyphorus? Come on.
Dictyphora species, yeah.
All right.
In the study, they tested 16 women and found that 6 of them had orgasms while smelling the mushroom fruit body, and then the other 10 experienced physiological changes such as increased heart rate.
Hmm.
So the researchers suggested that the hormone-like compounds present in the odor of the mushroom may have some similarity to human neurotransmitters released in females during sexual activity. And incidentally, they also tested this on 20 men, and it had no effect on the men. Which makes me wonder, why isn't this a fragrance yet?
Did you see, I actually did see that story. Did you see the picture of the fungus?
Yeah, I did. I mean,
it looks like a phallus. I mean, it's amazing. I thought it was a joke at first. So I wonder, I mean, it looks enough like that I wonder if that was factored into the study. Like, when the women smelled this, did they see it? Because it would be like looking at pornography. That's what looking at this mushroom is like. So that could have an effect. So did they blind for that somehow?
Well, I didn't read the details of the study, but I don't think the people saw the mushroom.
Okay, here. So all right.
But you know, I remain skeptical of this one. But what I am wondering is, seriously, why hasn't a perfume with this mushroom come out?
I gotta go. I got an idea I need to work on. I'm working up a casserole with phallic mushrooms and magic cheese. That's my new recipe.
Dinner at the Schuler's house.
Wow.
All right. Hey, Randy, I just finished listening to a book called The Happiness Advantage. Yeah, it has 7 principles to make yourself more happy. And it was quite good. The main thing I came away with was that every day I need to write down 3 things that make me happy.
Have you done that today? Okay.
I've done it today. So,
I hope one of them is me.
Well, number one, I'm happy that I get to record an enjoyable podcast with my good pal, Randy Schuler.
Excellent. I win.
Number 2, I'm happy my bean plants are growing strong and healthy. It didn't say it had to be
reach, but...
All right, number 3, I'm happy that hundreds of people listening to the sound of my voice right now are going to go out and buy our book, It's Okay to Have Lead in Your Lipstick.
And answers to other beauty questions you're dying to know. Which, by the way, smelling that book has been known to promote orgasm.
There you go. We lace it with mushrooms. But you know what, Randy? I didn't actually read the happiness book. I listened to it. Yeah. Because listening to books is a great way to experience them for me while I'm usually traveling or doing something else.
Sure.
And in fact, I got through the whole Happiness Advantage book on a recent trip that I took to Philadelphia.
Oh.
Now, the Beauty Brains have teamed up with Audible.com to offer a deal to our listeners. So right now, you can download a free audiobook and support the show by going to audibletrial.com/beautybrains. And you can get the Happiness Advantage there. I looked it up, and you can get it for free for, you know, just sign up for a 30-day trial. You can get that book or most any other book. So you'll get the free audiobook, a 30-day trial, and then you can cancel at any time. So go to audibletrial.com/beautybrains today.
Wow, that's exciting. I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes so it's even easier for people to do that.
Yeah, excellent. Well, okay. It looks like that's all the time we have today, huh?
Yeah, that's another great show. Thank you so much. Thanks to our sponsor, Audible.com. And I can't wait until this show airs and Mrs. Romanowski finds out that your bean plants make you happier than anything she did in your life today. So good luck with that.
Thanks for that, Mr. Schuler. Fortunately, she doesn't listen to the show.
There you go. But we have plenty of people who do listen to the show, so thank you to them. And until we come back to you guys next week, remember, be brainy about your beauty.